Welcome to Zero Authority. We are freeholders. We are a community of hodlers. We started this group as a way to contribute to Freehold and educate people about apps built on Bitcoin powered by Stax. We cover important topics in the Stax ecosystem and interesting developments in the crypto world. Lots to cover today, but first I wanted to tell you and let you know about our latest NFT called Tibetan Bitcoin Flowers. If you would like us to give one or two NFTs away, let us know below in the comments. Lots to discuss today about adoption and let you know that time is on your side. Lots of developments going on in the crypto world and in the Stax ecosystem. So we created this NFT on Boom Wallet, and we call it Tibetan Bitcoin Flowers. So again, if you are interested, we will do another giveaway. Just let us know in the comments. Last NFT giveaway we did was for Interstellar Stax, and it was really cool to give a couple away. People were really interested to receive their NFTs and were really excited. And so we want to replicate that and build some more interest again. What's going on in today's crypto prices? As we can see, it's a green day. That is always nice for the bulls. People feel more optimistic when we have these green days. And remember, when we have red days, those are just opportunities. As we know, crypto markets over time are going to trend up and to the right. And if you hold on to the right assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance Coin, or ADA, and of course, stacking STX and earning Bitcoin is the way to go. Please remember, there is a builders meetup and it's happening tomorrow. We'll add the link below. This is going to be a really cool event, and Terral and Arcadico is going to talk about their journey in crypto, talk about building with Clarinet, building with Clarity Smart Contract on Stax, and talk about how to prepare for building on within that universe and talk about some of the tips and tricks. And so this is going to be cool because you're going to get a firsthand account of how it was to plan and build on a Stax platform and on the blockchain and using Clarity Smart Contract language. Arcadico Mainnet is launching very soon. They've been testing on the testnet environment and it's been going extremely well. So really excited for Arcadico. They're going to do the first stable coin built on Bitcoin. And so I don't know the official name, but it's going to be USD, and you can lock up your collateral, earn Bitcoin, and release the stable coin. And it's going to be just something that a lot of people haven't seen before. Stable coins built on Bitcoin powered by Stax is just a completely new opportunity in crypto land. And so applications like these are going to be more commonplace that leverage the power of proof of transfer. Cool tweet put out by Muneeb. Developers have deployed working swaps with all sorts of assets like NFTs and other crypto assets. With USDC coming to Stax, trustless BTC USDC swaps can be possible. So Frieger just released a tweet and it's going to be the Catamaran swaps. This is the first native swaps for Bitcoin ever to take place. And that's the power of Stax. Stax gives us the opportunity to have native Bitcoin, swap it for assets on Stax blockchain and vice versa. It only goes one way today, but in the future, the possibilities are going to be endless. And so in Frieger's tweet, he said three Bitcoin transactions that have more meaning than any other thanks to Catamaran swap. And so 500 STX change owner for 0.015 Bitcoin. 1 million WMN8 change owner for 20,000 sats, which are Satoshis. NFT B12 number 82 changed owner for 0.00535 Bitcoin. And so the NFTs that we create are also going to have that option to lock our STX tokens on the network through proof of work and be able to earn yield in Bitcoin. And so NFTs will have that opportunity through boom boxes. So when you see the NFT B12, that's the reference to a boom box that can lock the collateral on proof of transfer and earn Bitcoin as a yield. Interesting times, completely new territory for blockchain, for crypto, for earning and what it means. Also, a new dApp that's on our radar is called Swapper, and you could find their handle Swapper_finance. And so it's going to be the Stax token exchange, STX. So Swapper.finance, keep your eyes on this protocol, going to be releasing soon. I know Arcadico is aware of them, and they're also followed by other Stax accounts from Twitter. So keep your eye on them. If you're interested in learning more, go to their page and you could find out some more about their release dates. And so we're going to keep our eyes on Swapper because we're interested to learn more about what types of tokens will be in the automated markets and which types of projects will release their tokens on Stack. So this is going to be a great way to see where that's going and where it's headed. Lately, there's been a lot of news and headlines around Tether, and there was a recent response to their Bloomberg article. So some investors are also uneasy about Tether's reserve, skeptical of the company's ability to redeem its tokens in the worst circumstances. In May, the company revealed the breakdown of its reserves as a part of its settlement with the New York Attorney General's office. As disclosed by Tether, roughly half of the reserves are invested in commercial paper, typically short-term corporate debt, while 13% are in secured loans and 10% are in corporate bonds and precious metals. There's a lot of news and headlines surrounding Tether. Not sure what to make of it. As crypto market continues to mature, we're going to see that stable coins will have to maybe be licensed products of financial products in the regulatory landscape. USDC is going to be going public this year, we believe, and we're going to see stablecoin markets like USDC and others to follow suit, where if you want stablecoins that are truly audited and backed by one-to-one fiat currencies, they're going to have to be under regulated circumstances, and there's going to be some regulatory guidance around this. Binance and Russian Museum to tokenize Da Vinci and Van Gogh paintings. This is continuing with the theme that the world is being tokenized, and there's a lot of talk about the metaverse, tokenizing paintings in real life, tokenizing different works of art. This trend continues where the world is going to completely be tokenized in some various forms or another. And so it was interesting because a lot of people speculated that this could happen, but we weren't sure if we would see it in 2021 right now, or if it would be further out along in a few years, but it's happening. Interesting news about the Thor chain hack is one of the leading security crypto firms, and they do security audits on a number of high-risk protocols and high-value protocols. And so we thought it was interesting to share more security news because our background is in security, and we really want to start sharing more of cybersecurity and audits in the crypto space. And so we're going to start doing some tutorials on how to review some threat vectors or how to think about compromised systems and how to replicate those systems that have been compromised. Inside the attack, The attacker exploited a bug in Bifrost, which is Thorchain's bridge to Ethereum network. The code has an override loop designed only to be used in a Volt transfer incident, which was manipulated in this hack. The hacker wrapped the router with their own contract and used the override function to set a transaction message value of 200. When Bifrost processed the transaction, it only read the message.value and believed that the attacker had deposited 200 tokens, but the actual deposit was for zero. This hack was repeated in a loop, extracting value from various liquidity pools. These attacks are very nuanced, and when attackers are looking for any vulnerability in your code or vulnerability in your system, they can spend a great amount of time doing reconnaissance, building use cases, and developing different attacks for your vectors or your landscape, and trying to exploit any vulnerability, any small technical vulnerabilities. So that's why it's important to have security audits from vetted firms. And we're going to start putting out some guidance on blockchain security, threat vectors, threat landscape, different types of attacks. And we're going to use the OWASP application security guidance as a guide to think about some of these things too. I think it's going to be really cool for people to start to see more of a security mindset. You do the postmortem, and the postmortem is to discover what the vulnerability was that led to the attack, and how were they able to exploit that loophole or that vulnerability, and how can it be patched, and what types of reviews will you do going forward. So they put out some Thorchain put out some information. We really like Thorchain. We think it's revolutionary on how they bring liquidity pools to cross blockchain platforms. And so we hope that these things can get resolved. And a lot of these things are new. And so this is expected, that when you have these new protocols and products, that they will get hacked, because sometimes there are vulnerabilities. This brings us to another valid point for the security audit report for Heroes Stacks wallet for web. So there was an audit report and compiled by Least Authority, and Hero used Least Authority to compile the analysis and the results, and they're going to implement some changes into their code. 2021, Hero partnered with Least Authority, a leading security consultancy with experience in crypto space, to audit Hero's Stack wallet for web, a browser extension for managing Stack's holdings securely and connecting with Stack's apps using digital assets and identity. We could see in the initial audit findings that there were some minor security improvements to fix, and most notably, one abuse vector was found whereby the extension could be embedded in any website. This behavior should be prohibited to prevent sophisticated clickjacking attacks. So this was great that they released the report. You can go to this site. We'll add it below in our reference in the description to find this information and where to find the report. And you can find the report at the bottom of this site. But this is great because this is transparent. This is high visibility. You can, and when you want to design some of these protocols or products in the crypto space, you can also leverage some of these reports that were completed, and you can reach out to a Halborn or Least Authority or even follow some guidance from OWASP to design a secure and safe way to transact in the crypto space. Something interesting is taking place. I know there's been a lot of news about Axie Infinity, which is an online game where these Axies are actual NFTs, and there's the Smooth Love Potion where you can sell that for actual dollars. And there was this mini series on Axie Infinity, and it's completely taken people in the Philippines by storm, because during the lockdowns and the pandemic, they weren't able to go out and do things. So they played Axie Infinity, and they were able to earn an income by playing this game. So it ushers in, instead of playing games, the new model will be play to earn. And so this is going to be something revolutionary when we look back over the next decade, that Axie Infinity was one of the first ones in the crypto space to have that secular growth. And secular growth means outside of the Bitcoin halving schedule, where the price runs up based on that halving schedule, we're seeing Axie Infinity price explode into the billions of dollars, despite what Bitcoin, Ethereum, Stacks, or Solana, other cryptos are doing. I mean, it's absolutely taking off. And so this is, we're going to see more of this as blockchain, as crypto continues to mature, as the cycles continue to lengthen, as these halving schedules continue, we're going to see where some blockchains, especially the games or DAOs, which are decentralized autonomous organizations, or even different products that are built specifically for different industries or sectors, they're going to decouple from that Bitcoin halving schedule. And that's just going to show that we're in a more mature market. And the volatility for Bitcoin in the next decades and for crypto is going to subside. And so we're going to see it flatten out too. And so as the market matures, we're going to see these things continue to happen. Speaking of interesting topics, we're really interested to see the development of decentralized autonomous organizations and how these are going to come together. One on our radar is called Gitcoin, and they build and fund open web together. And it's, I think they build mostly for Ethereum and maybe Solana and others and other dApps in the ecosystem. But this is something that we've been thinking a lot about, what's the best way to build DAOs? What's the best way to build communities that are incentivized to earn, learn, connect, or fund different projects and connect within the community and develop interesting products and help others in the community work on their products and their protocols and be incentivized and that we're all marching towards the same goals and objectives. So been thinking a lot about this. If you guys have any ideas further, drop them in the comments and let us know what you think. Another DAO that we're really interested to learn more over the coming years when it finally gets developed is the Yearn Finance Creator introduced a DAO for payroll system, and the product hasn't been released, but it's going to be interesting. The DAO for the payroll system is called Coordinate. You can scale your community with tools to reward contributors, incentivize participation, and manage resources. So this is going to be really interesting to see how DAOs form. Do they form around specific products? We've seen products build and start to gain attraction and gain that traction from users and use, and then they form DAOs. We've seen like Shapeshift, where they were an exchange and now they're actually forming a DAO. And so they're laying off people, but the DAO that they're forming, they have their Red Fox token now, and to incentivize work in the ecosystem and the community. And then we have DAOs like this, which is going to be a payroll system for crypto, and not sure how it's going to be deployed, but it's going to be interesting to see more use cases like this. Be a part of something bigger. The world is changing. Thank you.